Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now. Great to have you with us. It is Wednesday, and that means that we get a chance to visit, as we do every Wednesday, with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, and he joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Chuck, good morning. Okay. Oh, there we go. There we go. I got you. Chuck, good morning.
Good morning. I didn't hear you on the line.
Nope, that's all right. I just didn't push the button. I should have pushed the button, and I didn't. My fault. My bad. Hey, there is new polling out, and I know it's only arrived on your doorstep just a few minutes ago, but a new Ipsos poll that's out, and it polls Nevada, at least a couple of the races. Just off what you've been able to see over the last few minutes, what do you make of it?
And thank you for sending it over. I had not seen it until you sent it over right before we got on. And there's some interesting things in here. And Kevin, it's not anything really surprising. You and I have been talking about this for weeks, particularly the race for U.S. Senate and the race for governor in Nevada. The Republican and Democrat candidates are running neck and neck. And the problem for the Republicans is that there's a significant amount of the electorate who's going for either none of the above or a third-party candidate. And why this is so should be so concerning to the Republicans is that the third-party candidates, by and large, are considered conservative candidates. They either come from the Libertarian Party or the Independent American Party, which is generally known as a more socially conservative organization. So, you know, that tells me again that Republicans haven't quite sealed the deal with their base yet. And they've got a few weeks yet to go to persuade these voters, you know, not to cast a vote for a third-party candidate, but to vote for the Republican. And as long as these races stay as close as they are, I think they can still make that case.
Let me just ask you, and I looked at it, and I just, very cursory glance, I did not see the CD3 race on. Have you seen any CD3 polling, public polling that's out there?
No, and you know this poll that you sent only talked about if the election for U.S. Congress were held today without specifying which district it is. So that's very hard to take these results and say that you can extrapolate maybe what the people in, say, Republican Mark Amadei's district are saying versus what voters in CD3 are saying. But again, I'm looking at likely independent voters, even in that generic congressional ballot. And you've got in independent voters, candidate from another political party, 22%. And again, most of that is going to go to a conservative candidate. These independent voters are going to lean toward a conservative candidate. And that's, again, I think that's a problem, but a potential good sign for Republicans if they can get those independent voters who are currently leaning toward a third-party candidate to come back home and vote for the Republican.
You are, by trade, a political consultant. What is it that independents want? We know they're out there. We know that many of them are undecided. What is it they want?
Well, one of the main things is this whole immigration issue. The immigration issue has been around for a long time, Kevin, as you know, but it hasn't always moved voters at the ballot box. It's been an issue that if you ask, do you want to, you know, crack down on illegal immigration, they say yes. When you ask them on a scale of 1 to 10, how important is that in your decision on who to vote for, it hasn't always been as high. You know, other issues such as health care, education, taxes and spending have been more of a motivator, something that people vote for. But in this election cycle, I think the Democrats have elevated it to a higher level. This whole abolish ICE campaign that a lot of the Democrats have been pushing for the past several weeks has really made this more of a clear issue, sanctuary cities. And I think that Republicans need to really focus on that because that comes to something that's near and dear everybody's heart, which is safety and security for their families. And I think that's an issue that they really need to focus on.
I want to ask you about the Ryan Bundys of this world, the candidates that are outside of the mainstream, perhaps. What is it they're offering voters?
Well, you know, this is exactly what I'm talking about, why there is a potential here for Republicans to bring some of these folks back, these independents and third-party candidates. Now, Ryan Bundy has a tremendous following, especially in rural Nevada, because of the land rights issues. But Ryan Bundy this week put out a statement that was just extremely stupid, to say that if you were convicted of rape, you know, three times, or raping three people, that your penalty, the government should rape you three times. You know, it was something along those lines,
wow,
which is just absolutely from another planet. This guy is not grounded here on planet Earth. And when you see extreme rhetoric like that, that should tell people, look, this is not really a good use of your vote. I think the Laxalt campaign really needs to reach out to those rural voters and say, hey, you may not like everything that I stand for. You may not be exactly thrilled with me for whatever reason, but you can't, you know, toss your vote away for Ryan Bundy in this critical election.
And by the way, we reach rural voters each and every day on this program in Battle Mountain and Ely and Sparks and Carson City and Amargosa Valley and Hawthorne, et cetera, Pahrump. I want to ask you, what do you think? And again, we are now under 7 weeks and counting to the midterm election. What is this election going to turn on? Is it going to be the independents? Is there an issue that's going to turn this thing? Opposition to Trump? What's it going to be?
I think the last one, I think you nailed it, and I still believe this to this day, and I've been saying it for weeks. I think this whole election on November the 6th is going to turn on where the population is with regards to President Trump. And he's going to make this case, and it's going to, we're going to have to decide whether or not it resonates with voters. If you believe that the country is going in the right direction economically, if you personally and your family are benefiting by all the success that we're having with lower unemployment, with higher consumer confidence, with higher wages, with tax cuts, if you want that to continue, you have to nationalize this election and say, hey, the only way that's going to happen is if you continue to give the president a Republican Senate and a Republican House. If you don't believe that's what's happening, and if you want to focus more on whether or not you like President Trump's personality, whether or not you like the tweets that he sends out, you know, if that's a deciding factor, then, you know, I think that the Republicans could be in trouble. I'm hoping, and I still think that people are going to vote their own pocketbooks. They're going to see the success that these tax cuts have brought. They're going to see the economy humming along, and they're not going to want to go back to the Obama days. So I think there's still still a chance. I know all the pundits, all the media are saying that there's going to be this blue wave, but they also said Hillary was going to win. And I just think there's an electorate out there who isn't telling the vote, the pollsters exactly what they feel, and when they go into the privacy of the voting booth, they're going to give the president what he needs to continue making America great again.
Well, and just, I guess, to underscore what you're talking about, the president's coming to Las Vegas tomorrow night. And by the way, if you want tickets, if you want to go see the president, go to KevinWallRadio.com. We've got a link to get you signed up and get your tickets for the president at the Las Vegas Convention Center. That is tomorrow. What do you think he will say? Will it be a recitation of kind of what I've done for you lately?
Yeah, absolutely it will be. It's going to be reminding the electorate and reminding Nevada of all that he's accomplished, promises made, promises kept. And this is really, really critical and very, very helpful for Senator Dean Heller and Danny Tarkanian in CD3 particularly. Because Danny has never had, and he certainly didn't 2 years ago, he hasn't had the support from the Republican establishment and the powers that be in his race. And he came, and it was the closest race, congressional race in the country. This time the president has come out unequivocally in support of Danny Tarkanian. 2 years ago, the governor didn't support Danny, or at least he didn't actively campaign for him. Heller didn't really get on board with him. His primary opponent didn't endorse him and support him. I think that the president is going to be the difference, and Danny's going to win this in CD3. And certainly Dean Heller needs the president. You know, he was a never Heller back in 2016. He's come around since then. And I think that if Republican voters who are still peeved at Dean Heller for not supporting the president in 2016, I think the president can make the case that, hey, I don't care how angry you are about what happened in 2016, that was then, this is now. I need Dean Heller in the Senate to advance our agenda. Those of you who are angry, get over it. Come back to the fold and get behind Dean Heller on November 6th.
More from Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, on our City National Bank guest hotline. We'll talk about the we're going to talk about things that are going on half a nation away, more than half a nation away, in our nation's capital. Will there be hearings on Monday? Doesn't look like there's going to be, or maybe there will be. Who knows? We'll get to that and more coming up. We'll talk about Christine Blasey Ford. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up. Live and local now.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764. And take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
My name is Eddie Marks, President and CEO of Western Costume Company, and I'm a client of City National Bank. And I was referred by my friend Bill Haber.
My name is Bill Haber, and I produce theater, television, and movies. I don't know how anybody builds any business without a really proper banking relationship. With City National Bank, we were able to save a 102-year-old company and build it to the largest theatrical costume company in the world.
Western Costume is a one-stop shop. We've got the finest craft people in the industry working at Western Costume Company. With the referral from Bill, we were able to buy costume companies that have really helped us grow our business, and that wouldn't have been possible without City National.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available. Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today, even right now. Check it out at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Chuck Booth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. I absolutely love his stuff. I read it every week, and we'll talk a little bit more about that coming up in just a minute. But I want to ask you about the raging news out of our nation's capital. It seems to change every 2 or 3 hours. What's the latest you've been hearing on Christine Blasey Ford, who is making allegations against Brett Kavanaugh?
Well, it's totally outrageous. I don't think the Democrats can afford to have her not show up on Monday. If they're doing this to try to block the Kavanaugh confirmation, her not showing up is not going to do that. All it's going to do is tar the reputation of this fine individual needlessly. If she doesn't show up, they've got to immediately go to a vote to approve the nomination in the Judicial Committee and move it forward to the full floor. And I think that Chuck Grassley, who's in charge of the committee, and Senate Majority Leader McConnell are going to absolutely go forward with the nomination if she doesn't show up. I don't know how they possibly stop him without her showing up. Even if she does show up, I think we're going to see a replay. We could very well see a replay of the Anita Hill, Clarence Thomas fiasco, where Clarence Thomas famously said that this was a high-tech lynching of a black man. This is just going to be a new version of it. It will be a high-tech lynching of a conservative white man, and there's no way that the senators are going to let that go forward. There's just no there.
Hey, Chuck, what I worry about is that at the end of the day, how does Brett Kavanaugh get his good name back? Let's just assume that it's he said, she said, it's 35 years ago. You believe it if you want. You don't believe it if you don't want. But at the end of the day, how does Brett Kavanaugh get his life back? How does he get his good name back?
Well, he'll he'll get his life back. He'll never get his good name back. Just like, as I just mentioned, Clarence Thomas. I mean, everybody still remembers Clarence Thomas and Anita Hill. Well, for those of us who were still alive back then when all this happened, young people won't remember it. But people still associate the Anita Hill accusations, unsubstantiated, unproved, against Clarence Thomas. And they're now just part of this poor man's life and his family's life. They're just going to have to live with it from this point forward. And it's despicable what's been done to the man.
I want to ask you, because one of the things I love is when I get off the air on Wednesday, usually by then I've got a new Muth's Truths in my inbox. And this past week you wrote about Susie Lee asking the not-so-rhetorical question, what if Susie Lee did a real interview with a real journalist who asked real questions? What were you trying to get at?
Well, you know, I've been, as a paid advisor to the Tarkanian campaign, I've been following closely everything that she says and does in public, and there's just nothing there. It's full of platitudes and talking points, and we need to do more to assure every student's potential is realized. What the heck does that mean? She talks about we need to give more support to teachers and education. Okay, fine. Now, define exactly what that means. You want more money for this, that, and the other thing? Fine. How are you going to pay for it? Whose taxes are you going to raise? By how much? And none of those questions are answered. And you know, I don't think she will answer them unless she's forced to. The media needs to start holding her to account and try to pin her down in interviews if they ever run into her in a public event, because I don't think she's going to debate Danny Tarkanian. She's got one debate scheduled for this week. That's going to be recorded by Channel 8. It's a one-hour debate. The moderators will ask the questions. The public's not invited. And it's going to be broadcast in two half-hour segments over a period of a week. And that's probably the extent of what she's going to do. She's already rescinded one debate invitation that she had accepted, and she's turned it down, and she's refused to debate Danny in any type of public forum or town hall. So, you know, it's going to be up to the media to start asking the serious questions of this candidate and try to pin her down on specifics. Otherwise, she's liable to get away with doing and saying absolutely nothing.
Wow. If folks want to check up on you and on Muth's Truths and everything that you do out there, where can they go? How can they enjoy what I enjoy?
Yep, it's a free email newsletter. You can just go to NevadaNewsAndViews.com, enter your email address, and we'll put you on the list.
It's that easy. I just love that. You make it so simple for us. Hey, Chuck, always good, man. Thank you so much. And I know we'll talk again next week. Thanks so much for joining us.
You got it. Have fun with the president.
There you go. In fact, I'll be there. You can be there, too. All you got to do is go to my website, KevinWallRadio.com, and you'll find a link to the portal to get the to get your tickets. Yeah, it's that easy. I just love it. I just love it. The president's coming to town tomorrow night, the convention center. I'm going to be there. Are you going to be there? Go to KevinWallRadio.com and you can order your tickets, okay? We try and make it as easy as possible. I'm Kevin Wall. There is more drama in our nation's capital. I tell you what, this is like House of Cards on steroids. It's that good. We'll get to that more coming up live and local now.
Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. You want to go see the president tomorrow, go to my website, KevinWallRadio.com. We got a link to the tickets. So if you want to go, they're gonna have room for a lot of folks at the Las Vegas Convention Center. And in fact, they may use it all. This is gonna be a major speech. It's gonna be 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And I urge you, if you want to go to my website, KevinWallRadio.com, click on the link, and they'll get you taken care of, and you'll have your tickets ready to go in, what, 5-10 minutes? That's about all it takes. Okay, the president, speaking of the president, he took questions yesterday on this latest deal involving Brett Kavanaugh, his nominee for the United States Supreme Court, and the allegations by Christine Blasey Ford, or Blasey, or whatever you want to call her, against Brett Kavanaugh. And the fact is that when you listen to I think the president is saying all the right things.
On Judge Kavanaugh yesterday, you said, we want to go through a full process. You said, we want to make sure everything is perfect, everything is just right. To that end, what would be the problem with the FBI reopening their background investigation into Judge Kavanaugh? Would you support such a thing?
It wouldn't bother me other than the FBI, John, said that they really don't do that. That's not what they do. And now they have done supposedly 6 background checks over the years as Judge Kavanaugh has gone beautifully up a ladder. He's an incredible individual, great intellect, great judge, impeccable history in every way. I feel so badly for him that he's going through this, to be honest with you. I feel so badly for him. This is not a man that deserves this. This should have been brought to the fore. It should have been brought up long ago. And that's what you have hearings for. You don't wait till the hearing is over and then all of a sudden bring it up. When Senator Feinstein sat with Judge Kavanaugh for a long period of time, a long, long meeting, she had this letter. Why didn't she bring it up? Why didn't she bring it up then? Why didn't the Democrats bring it up then? Because they obstruct and because they resist. That's the name of their campaign against me. They just resist and they just obstruct. And frankly, I think they're lousy on policy, and in many ways they're lousy politicians, but they're very good on obstruction. And it's a shame because this is a great gentleman. With all of that, I feel that the Republicans, and I can speak for myself, we should go through a process because there shouldn't even be a little doubt. There shouldn't be a doubt. Again, they knew what they were doing. They should have done this a long time ago, 3 months ago, not now. But they did it now. So I don't want to play into their hands. Hopefully, the woman will come forward, state her case. He will state his case before representatives of the United States Senate, and then they will vote. They will look at his career. They will look at what she had to say from 36 years ago, and we will see what happens. But I just think he is at a level that we rarely see, not only in government, anywhere in life. And honestly, I feel terribly for him, for his wife, who is an incredible, lovely woman, and for his beautiful young daughters. I feel terribly for them.
I do, too. I hope the president talks about this tomorrow night. I really hope he does. Because this is at least one part of the hashtag MeToo thing. This guy, Brett Kavanaugh, has been examined to the nth degree. What is it the president said? There have been 6 different background checks by the FBI on this guy as he rose through the judicial ranks. This never came up, ever. And now all of a sudden it's a big issue. And now all of a sudden we need an FBI investigation. Well, there's new allegations. Well, it doesn't matter. Where were the allegations before? And just at the 11th hour when you're ready to vote on the guy, I'm going to tell you something. This does not pass the smell test. I'm sorry. And I realize that every woman that comes forward should be heard. But where I differ with some of my liberal friends is I don't think they all should be believed. In this particular case, you've got a woman who is an avowed liberal, contributed to both Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. And it's not that I don't trust her. It's just that I don't trust her. I'm sorry. Now, the issue of credibility has come up. Let's go to cut five real quick, because I want you to hear what Chuck Schumer said. And again, you say, oh, God, why do you spend so much time on Chuck Schumer and people like that? Two words, opposition research. We need to know what their talking points are going to be. And Chuck Schumer is the one that leads the way. He probably creates the talking points that Jackie Rosen and Susie Lee and others are using right now against very good candidates in the Republican Party. But this was Chuck Schumer talking about credibility of Brett Kavanaugh, kind of on the line here in this deal with Christine Blasey Ford. Here's Chuck Schumer yesterday.
If the facts of Dr. Ford's allegations prove to be true, as bad as they are, they bring up a second point that is equally damning, that the nominee is not credible. Even for those, I can't understand why, but there are some who say, well, it happened 40 years ago, we should ignore it. These are not typical things that happened to people 40 years ago. This is very serious stuff, the allegations. But even if people want to dismiss it, and I hope they won't, there's the issue of credibility. And it wouldn't be the first time questions were raised about the judge's credibility. Facing confirmation vote for the D.C. Circuit in 2004, Brett Kavanaugh told Senator Feinstein that the White House didn't know about any potential judicial nominee's views on abortion in the vast majority of cases. Recently released emails show that wasn't entirely accurate. Judge Kavanaugh repeatedly denied knowledge of the Bush administration's policy on detention and interrogation. But recently released emails show that wasn't accurate. Judge Kavanaugh denied working on the controversial nomination of Judge William Pryor. But recently released emails show that wasn't accurate either. In the case of Dr. Ford's allegations, the Senate and the American people must ask themselves once again, is Judge Kavanaugh's complete denial credible? Both can't be true. What Dr. Ford is saying and what Judge Kavanaugh is saying cannot be true. That's why we need hearings, and that's why we need a bunch of witnesses, and that's why we need an FBI preliminary investigation. To continue its investigation.
I don't find this troubling at all. What I find troubling is a woman who, at the 11th hour, I mean, this thing has been hanging fire for months since the president named him. Anyway, I want to find out what you think about the credibility of Brett Kavanaugh. Is he credible? You saw him for hours on end for like two or three days. Morning, noon, and night. Answering questions, every question that came from the Senate Judiciary Committee. You've seen opening statements. You've seen clips of him. You tell me. Chuck Schumer brought up credibility. Okay, that's fine. Let's find out what the American people say about the credibility of Judge Brett Kavanaugh. I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Ultimately, it comes down to who do you believe? Do you believe Brett Kavanaugh? or Christine Blasey Ford? Bernie supporter, Hillary supporter. Who do you believe? And the only thing that the Chuck Schumer said that was right is that, well, they you can't believe both of them. I mean, it's one or the other. And ultimately, somebody's lying. We'll get to more with Chuck Schumer in just a minute. We'll also get to your phone calls. Here's the number, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Amy Tarkanian, former chair of the Nevada Republican Party and spouse of Danny Tarkanian, running in CD3, will join us coming up top of the hour. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
One thing that we can all agree on is that we want a better education for our children. However, our government has proven time and time again that they are unable to provide the quality education that we as parents are seeking. In order to ensure the highest quality of education, it is important that we return power to the parents. They should decide where their children go to school and what they learn. I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I honestly believe that a bloated, centralized bureaucratic machine is incapable of making decisions that are best made by you. At the end of the day, these unaccountable bureaucrats don't care about our children. They care about our tax dollars. Again, I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I am running for re-election for Assembly District 37, and I humbly ask for your support and your vote so that I can represent our shared values in Carson City. Thank you, and please get out and vote. This election is absolutely critical for the state of Nevada, paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Would you like to reduce your business's electric bill by 30, 40, even 60%? Then you need to check out ReduceMyAC.com. Friends, ReduceMyAC.com sell the new Fridgewater smart motors, which will dramatically reduce the cost of cooling. How does it work? Well, your current blower motor runs at only one speed, but this new smart motor from Fridgewise runs at variable speeds, faster or slower. It will keep your air at a consistent desired temperature, and their motor and fan systems for walk-in coolers and freezers save up to 75% of current electricity used. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at ReduceMyAC.com. That's ReduceMyAC.com. ReduceMyAC.com.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
Have you ever dreamed of floating in a hot air balloon, like a cloud high in the sky, drifting peacefully with the breeze? That dream has become a reality thanks to Love Is in the Air Ballooning. Locally owned and operated, Love Is in the Air Ballooning features Nevada's only easy access, wheelchair accessible hot air balloon. That means that wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, and others who are mobility challenged can experience the freedom of flight. Hi, this is Vicki Smith, the owner of Love Is in the Air Ballooning. We provide private or shared flights for up to 6 people. We love special occasion flights for engagements and weddings, and we can even perform the ceremony in mid-flight. Call 702-726-0400 for more information or to make a reservation. That's 702-726-0400. Or check us out at loveisintheairballooning.com. Love Is in the Air Ballooning, where memories and magic happens.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Live and local now, brought to you in part by Meowawana. Ask for the Kevin Wall 15% discount on the best catnip on the planet. Treat your BFF, that's a best feline friend, mine is Miss Carly, to something special. Grab your smartphone right now. Check out meowawana.com. That's meowawana.com. You can order online. It's really great stuff. Your cat will love it. Let's get back to your phone calls. In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's begin with Ted. Hey, Ted, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Morning, Kevin. How are you?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Yeah, I wanted to weigh in on this Kavanaugh issue. And it sounds to me like there's a possibility that 30-some-odd years ago, two people could have been at a party and maybe had some drinks or whatever. I remember those days. I'm sure you do as well.
I do, too.
And, yeah. And so is there the possibility? I don't think he's lying, and I'm not going to say that, you know, what I think about her side of the story. But it could be that, you know, they got romantic that night and were making out or whatever, and I've been in this position, and I want to go further, and she says no, and I say that's fine. Because that's what you do as a gentleman. You don't push it. So, I mean, if that did happen, does it matter to me or most people? Probably not. And I think it's that simple, really, and straightforward.
Well, and by the way, just so you know, Ted, the judge denies it emphatically, says he wasn't even there at that party. Now, what would be great is if we found out that the Kavanaugh family was away at the lake that weekend. Again, we don't even know what day this occurred on. We don't know where it occurred, whose house. We don't know any of that. And that is what is so darn frustrating. But Chuck Schumer says, well, then it's about the credibility of Judge Kavanaugh. Okay. You are the American public. You are consumers of conservative talk radio and cable news, mainly Fox News Channel. Okay. Chuck Schumer said it's about credibility. Let's hear it out then. Is it really about credibility? What about his credibility? Do you believe Judge Kavanaugh? I do. I believe in it. John, let's find out about you. John, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking the call, Kevin. Hey, I want to comment on this Hail Mary by Schumer and the Schumer clowns. I think it's pretty clever, but it's not going to work. Here's my point. Unless the Republicans in Congress, particularly in the Senate, unless they get a backbone and a spine and bring it to a vote and confirm Judge Kavanaugh, there's going to be a huge backlash at the midterms, including from me. I can't vote for spineless people. This is a last-minute Hail Mary, and we've got to be strong on this. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Wow. Makes sense. And by the way, I think this will work against them. And by the way, the midterms are less than 7 weeks away. Less than 7 weeks away. Speaking of the midterms, I'll ask Amy Tarkanian about that coming up top of the hour. She is the former chair of the Nevada Republican Party. She is also the spouse, the beautiful bride, and mom, by the way, of the Tarkanian clan. Yeah. I'll ask her. And by the way, I'm going to ask her about this, not just as a political pundit. She shows up on Fox News Channel, Fox Business Channel, different cable news operations around the country, around the world, in fact. I'm going to ask her, not just as a political consultant, but as a woman. Should all women be believed? Should all women be heard? This is the pillar of the hashtag MeToo movement. And we'll see if she subscribes to that. Tell you what, let's go to Ron. Ron's a first-time caller. Always love first-time callers. Ron, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin, how are you? Hey, you know, I think that's why we have a statute of limitations in this country, and the Me Too movement shouldn't supersede the law. You know, I just went back east for a 20-year reunion with some friends of mine, and we sat around a table having drinks and telling stories. And even though the stories were all similar, they all had different components to it. We all remember things differently. How can you expect a person to have a memory from 36 years ago at a drunken party? I mean, she might believe what she's saying is true, and that's why it's even more damaging. You know, she could take a lie detector test and swear what she's telling you is the truth, and it could be a complete fabrication. It could have been two different guys. It could have been a different party. I mean, it's just absurd, this whole situation. It really makes me sick, to be honest.
Tell me who you believe.
I believe Kavanaugh.
So when Chuck Schumer
100%.
So when Chuck Schumer says this is all about the credibility of Judge Kavanaugh, you believe him?
Absolutely.
Let me just ask you, one of the pillars of hashtag Me Too is, all women should be heard. That if somebody has a beef, that woman should be heard. Is Christine Blasey Ford not being heard? If we go ahead with this Monday hearing, are her interests not being served? Without an FBI investigation, is she being heard?
She's been heard, but there's a difference between being heard and being believed. So just because everyone deserves the right to be heard doesn't mean everyone deserves the right to be believed, right? I mean, isn't the foundation of this country that you're innocent until proven guilty?
We do have a presumption of innocence, sometimes. Except when the left wants to convict you without a jury trial.
Well, that's the whole thing, right? What about Ellison or Clinton? They were all innocent people, right? I mean, even after women came forward.
Well,
so
and on their behalf. And by the way, just for the record, if this is what is so bizarre, if not for the semen-stained blue dress, Bill Clinton would have gotten away with it. Without the semen.
Didn't women come forward about Joe Biden? Wasn't there a thing with Joe Biden that he was grabbing women or something in photographs?
Yeah, but that's like your crazy Uncle Joe, you know, that you get.
Well, what I'm saying is if Joe Biden runs for president in 2020, all we need to do is run an ad saying, oh, believe women, and then run the ad about women accusing him of sexual harassment. So automatically, I guess he's guilty, right? I mean, so there you go. Now the Democrats can't vote for Joe Biden anymore, right?
I guess not. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Amy Tarkanian will join us, former chair of the Nevada Republican Party and the spouse of Danny Tarkanian. There's a new Ipsos poll that is out. We'll talk about that. And we'll talk about Christine Blasey Ford. Should she be heard? Should she be believed? And is it all about the credibility of Judge Kavanaugh? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. We'll talk about that CD3 race as well, live and local now.
Attention, cat owners. The hottest product on the market for cats is Meowawana. You heard me, Meowawana. Relax, folks. Meowawana is 100% organic catnip. It's safe, all natural, USA manufactured, and designed to stimulate healthy activity for your cat. Choose from Meowie Wowie, Calico Kush, Purple Passion, and an entire line of toys, accessories, and apparel. Order now, get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. Go to Meowawana.com. That's Meowawana.com.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.